What is the thing that makes the bread rise?
Yeast.
And the inside part of the egg is the?
Is the yolk. Or?
And what color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Poach it, or poaching the egg, or cooking boil the egg.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is salt or sugar cured meat that you would boil with greens?
Fat back.
Does that have any lean in it?
Some of it does, yes. It does have some lean in it.
Suppose it had no lean?
It'd be fat back. To me, it'd be fat back.
All right. Suppose it has a lot of lean?
It'll be lean meat. They call it lean meat.
All right. If you cut the side of a hog, what would you call that?
It's a middling. Or mm-hmm. Is that what you call
yeah.
Middling?
And then the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with eggs is?
Bacon.
If you bought it unsliced, would you have a different name?
Would be a side of meat or a...
All right. Mm-hmm. And what is the outside of the bacon that you have to cut off that's tough?
It's the skin, I imagine. We call it skin bacon.
And the meat that comes in little links on a chain or in patties?
Sausage.
And the man who kills and sells meat is a...
Butcher or a...
Right. And if meat has been kept too long, you say it has done what? It's no good.
It's soured or botulism, I call it.
Or, but what has the meat done? The meat has...
Ruined or...
Starting with an SP, it has...
Spoiled, okay. Soured.
Uh-huh. After you butcher a hog, what might you make with the meat from its head?
Souse meat.
Okay. And do you know of a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I know, it's not souse, it's liverwort.
Okay, good. Now how about something made out of hog blood? Not around here, okay. Did you ever take the juice of souse or liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and then slice it and fry it? Did you ever hear of scrapple? Alright. If butter had been kept too long and didn't taste good, it's what?
Red.
Alright. How about thick sour milk that you keep on hand? What is that?
Buttermilk or clabber milk.
Alright. And what kind of cheese might you make from clabber milk?
You might, any kind. You can make cottage cheese out of it.
Alright. And what is, if you didn't have any fancy equipment, to get the impurities out of milk, what would you do after you milk?
Strain it up.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastry? Crust on top. An apple or a peach or...
I don't know very much about it. I mean pies or... Well, stack pies, you're talking about stacks of pies.
I don't know if it's the same as a stack pie or not. Do you know the term cobbler?
Oh, yes, cobbler, that's...
Is that a stack pie?
No, that's a... You have potato cobbler, sweet potato cobbler pie.
I didn't know that. I thought it was always fruit.
You can make, of course, blackberry pie, cobbler. That's when you cut the little, look like little doughs up, and then you put them in, and then you put a crust on top of it, and put butter and sugar on top of it, and bake it. You should try some of my wife's sweet potato cobbler pie.
That sounds good. It really is something I've never heard of before. All right, if somebody has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Would you ever say victuals?
I've heard it used victuals, yes.
Okay. What would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pie or cake?
Syrup or juice.
All right.